Remember all of those AOL CDs you used to get in the mail? Artist Jerry Givens wishes he had more of them. Givens makes mosaics out of cut-up CDs. At today's Kalamazoo Art Hop, his art will be at Sangha Yoga, where Givens is general manager. Givens says making art helps him to focus, just like yoga.
I'm able to one-point my mind, which is the point of yoga. It's not to completely forget about life or completely clear the mind so that there's nothing there. It's actually one-pointing the mind. And I can get very absorbed into my work, and it is like a meditation. I feel very supported from doing this.
Givens has been teaching yoga for about 5 years. He says yoga has had such an effect on his life that almost all of his mosaics have yogic symbols, like Vrishka, a kind of sacred tree, and the Hindu god Ganesh.
He represents the removal of obstacles. And the Ganesh mosaic, I actually named the remover for that name. And that's why I created that image for my friend who needed the healing. She had a lot going on in her life, and the idea behind the mosaic was to remove obstacles from her life.
When I came to visit Givens, he was working on an Om design.
Om is the sound of everything being created and everything returning to source. I spray painted it black first, then gold, and then brown, so it has a kind of a marble look to it. So the way that you get the reflection of the CDs on top of it is actually going to be complemented by the fact that there's not a definitive color behind it. It'll kind of give it another dimension, which I'm actually really excited to see.
Givens chops up the CDs with a pair of shears.
One thing I've found is that there's different qualities in different blank CDs or different used CDs. CDs that have been mass-produced, like an album or something like that, will tend to shatter more than a blank CD I'd get from, like, Target. The ones from Target I can shape actually very easily, but it doesn't have that nice crackle look to it. So it depends on whatever goal I'm going for.
Then, Givens arranges the pieces on the canvas before gluing them down with super glue.
Blank CDs and blank DVDs have different reflective surfaces. So blank DVDs have a purple hue, or normal CDs have a silver hue. And then there's, of course, like video games, like PlayStation games or Xbox games, which are completely black. So I was able to take these three colors, if you will, and create an image out of it.
Givens says most discs are easy to find, except for the rare black PlayStation games.
I actually sacrificed a couple of my Tomb Raider games for the sake of art.
One of Givens' pieces is a bit more Western than his other works. It's a compass.
I named it Yantra, one to honor yoga, because these all have a yogic undertone to them, but also because yoga has been so important to me that it's been my compass. It's pointed me in the right direction and has helped me in my life. Anytime I get confused or uncertain where my future is going to go, you know, I can go into my practice of yoga and meditation, and like a compass pointing me in the right direction, I usually get to where I need to be. Actually, I'll say I always get to where I need to be, even if it doesn't seem like it at first.
To see Jerry Givens' work or to hand off some old CDs, visit Sangha Yoga on Kalamazoo Mall.